Well-Trained Mind Press presents A Tale of Two Cities, as told by Jim Weiss.
A Tale of Two Cities. Preface. A Tale of Two Cities is a story about extremes. How deeply a human being can love or hate. How selfish or how selfless a person can be. The power of evil to push a person into more evil. The power of love and compassion to heal even deep wounds. It's the nearly perfect meeting of subject and author. For the man who told this tale knew a thing or two about the good and evil of which humans are capable. By the time he wrote A Tale of Two Cities in 1859, Charles Dickens was already one of the world's most popular authors, as he still is today. Having written such instant classics as A Christmas Carol and Oliver Twist, Dickens had a devoted following eager to read whatever he might write. But hidden beneath his public image was a private memory so painful that he shared it only with his wife and his closest friend. As a boy living in London, Charles Dickens watched as his father lost the family's money through business failures and irresponsible spending. Owing money everywhere, Mr. Dickens was thrown into what was called debtor's prison until the money could be repaid. Charles's parents sent the 11-year-old boy, alone of all their children, to labor among strangers in a dark, smoky factory. The incident left Charles Dickens with a lifelong sympathy for the poor and needy, a sharp anger against selfishness and greed, and a desire for a more just society. Fortunately, he expressed his opinions in some of the most entertaining books ever written. A Tale of Two Cities is Charles Dickens' thrilling story of Paris and London during the most dangerous days of the French Revolution, an uprising that began just after, and was partly inspired by, the American Revolution. Typically, Dickens sympathized with the French people, so cruelly mistreated by their kings and aristocrats. Yet he also disagreed with the violent revenge the people took when at last they rose in rebellion. Dickens conveyed his point of view with vivid characters, stunning plot twists, and unforgettable scenes. Now, so far, this may remind you of modern novels or films set in faraway places or times, but you may find a huge difference in how Dickens organized his story. He published his books chapter by chapter in magazines, some of which he owned. To keep readers coming back for more, he ended each chapter with a tense situation that left readers hungry to find out what would happen next. Dickens also moved back and forth between several subplots at a time, subplots that at first seemed not to be connected. But his readers trusted him to draw these pieces together in the end, like so many streams joining to form one overpowering river of a story. And he always succeeded. No one ever forgets the ending of A Tale of Two Cities. And if possible, the book's opening is even more famous. In it, Dickens set the stage for the extreme actions and emotions to follow. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of doubt. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. We had everything before us. We had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven. We were all going direct the other way. There were a king and a queen on the throne of England. There were a king and a queen on the throne of France. And it was clearer than crystal to them all that things were bound to go on as they were forever. It was the year 1775, during which events conducted their royal greatnesses and many smaller creatures along the roads that lay before them. Chapter 1. Dark.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?